keeping it rolling in Vegas, game six against the New Orleans Pelicans, who have three players from their roster. One, Kyra Lewis Jr., their lottery pick from a year ago. This year's lottery pick, Trey Murphy, I know y'all are excited to see him. And then Naji Marshall, a journeyman who played a ton for them. Less to look at here for us because there was no GP2 or Moses Moody. You know the saying, someone's got to score the points. And that opened the door for an early aggressive start from Justinian Jessup. Bangs the three ball down and then a little Euro wrong footer to the cup. Now, they said Moody was out with a chest contusion, a.k.a. you're already part of the rotation. Now, we'll see if he plays the final game Tuesday. He did take a lot of charges. I was looking at Kuminga next to Murphy here. They list Murphy at 6'10". Kuminga looks every bit that. Man, I had tweeted it out. Kuminga seems to be bigger every time we turn on the television. Out in transition here, he kisses the rim.
Kuminga with the throwdown.
And he has that don't jump bounce. We'll talk more about that as the game goes on. Not to be outdone, though. Trey Murphy, not as emphatic, but 2 points is still 2 points, catches the soft lob. Kuminga will have to learn to take off of 1 foot at times. That big power hop's not always going to work. But let's be optimistic and say he gets 20 minutes a night, over or under 5 free throws attempted per game. Give me the over because he draws them on jump shots as well. Here he is sagged down into the paint. He can't get out to Trey Murphy, and that was a mistake because that got him going. They kept getting their big switched on our little guard here. Watch Kuminga just put the paws on him. It's a foul, right? But you just, again, you can't teach that type of willingness to be physical and grab people and then communicate. Great little signs for the future, in my opinion. Watch this Alston Jr. kid in the corner. How not to stay in front of your defender. And you can see why so many of these scrubs have no chance. They just have no fundamentals or IQ. And then we get a little point Minga here, coast to coast, and he finds him in the dunker spot for the easy. But Trey Murphy, let's talk about the official ratchet. I can see why a lot of you wanted him. That thing is pure. And then finally, this little Pauly Shore motherfucker puts up a prayer of a floater and makes a basket. But again, no GP2, no Moody, so we saw more scrubs. Murphy on a second jump. You can see the lack of explosiveness, but again, when you can shoot like that with that size, it really negates it. Here was a rare opportunity to see McLaughlin create with the clock winding down, and it didn't go too well. I think where he's lacking is athletically, right? He's smooth. He plays with pace. We know the jumper's there, but he doesn't have much pop to create his own shot. Little pick and roll action here. Maybe a Derek White type archetype for McLaughlin. And then this Kyra Lewis kid, this was the story. End to end, one of the fastest players in the draft last year out of Alabama, but he hasn't learned to change pace. He was 1 of 9 last night. I think, check that, 1 of 11. My God, McLaughlin on the reload. We know he can do this. More Kuminga attacking from his preferred angle, that high right elbow. Another thing I'm surprised with is the touch that he's shown. When you consider how much bounce he has, how big he is, you would assume his touch wouldn't be that good, but he continues to show it. And then again, basketball IQ for these scrubs. This is something you learn in grade school here. It's a 2-on-1. You give it up and you fill the lane, right? No, not this guy. He's going to trail off and watch his teammate finish the play. Again, how not to make a roster. More Trey Murphy with that 38 special. It's as pretty as it gets, right? Kind of a Cam Johnson clone. That's who he reminds me of. And then Kuminga, look, this is going to be the scouting report. He's too big. He has too much bounce. Don't jump with him. Just try to take the charge if you have the courage. And the counter for Kuminga will be, again, more one-footed takeoffs where you can kind of veer off and change directions, much like Paul George does. My guy MP was mentioning how big Wiseman had looked. I hadn't noticed until now. Sitting there, though, he looks wider than a truck. And then Kuminga just making simple basketball plays. Draw the defender and kick it. Unfortunately, that dude doesn't look to have nearly that type of range. He had to jack that thing up. Look, is Jessup a porn shooter? It seems like he likes to shoot in people's faces. What do you think? He's into tentacles, anime? All right. And one thing I've noticed, though, it's almost as if he never played full court basketball. You push that ahead to Kuminga, right? That's the easy pass. Instead, he throws it to the corner and botches the break. I bet you if you asked Jessup, he didn't play full court ball until he was in high school. And it shows out on the court. Here's the throw ahead. And again, Kuminga going to wind up at the line where, what is he shooting now? We've got a big enough sample size. It ain't great. 64%. We got to get that into the 70s. You know how much he's going to be there. He's got to get that up there. Jessup, I thought that was probably his nicest move of the summer league.
Jonathan, quick 10 points there. You made some great passes as well, finding your teammates. What was working for you offensively in the first half?
Two offensive, we just got to move the ball. And that was the key to come up here and just move the ball and get easy back here.
It's a close game, tied at 37. What can you guys do to get some separation in the next half?
We just got to play better defense and play hard on both ends, that's it.
Keep working hard. Thanks.
Thank you.
Nothing I, all we. We got to play better defense. We got to move the ball. I just wanted to point that out. The start of the second half, McLaughlin, I was surprised to see he doesn't have a left hand. You consider how polished the rest of his game is. So Trey Murphy looking like one of the steals of this draft. They got him at 19, and frankly, he could start for them. They need shooting. You just have B.I. guard twos, right? And then you just have a big lineup. One thing, though, that he's going to have to learn when he gets to the pros, when a train's coming, get the fuck off the tracks. Kuminga just showing a feel for self-preservation here. Look, if this was Kelly Oubre, he might have got a block, right? But it would have ended in some vicious collision at the rim, probably a nasty landing. Kuminga instead's like, no, let me just get him before he goes up. Now, it needs to be harnessed and controlled, but he seems to be one of those guys where if someone gives him a bucket, he wants to come back down and give it to him too. So you like it, you just have to contain it. Jessup passing up the three and getting off a floater, count it. McLaughlin, rough night shooting, just 4 of 13, but he did have 8 assists. In a second here, we're going to listen to Larry Harris talk about that final roster spot, but let's look at room for improvement for Kuminga. He's got to find the roller there, right? And part of his bully mentality is he's not always going to see that. And then here he is again. There's not a whole lot of deception to his game, and frankly, why would there be at this point, as they showed Kyle Guy for about 4 minutes on the screen here. It was absolutely outrageous.
I think the biggest thing is just his approach to the game at such a young age. You know, when you sit down with him, you feel like you're talking to a guy who's 29 or 30 years old, and yet he's only 19. So the fact that he's picked up our system very quickly, he's got a great feel for the game of basketball, and he's going to add to our shooting, which it's ironic that I would say this, but you can never have enough shooting. As great a shooters as we do have on our roster, he's going to add to that. And so his involvement early into our offensive system and how we're going to use him, he's really picked that up quickly.
We heard from Kyle Guy, who said he's so appreciative of this opportunity to play for you guys in the summer. Guys out here fighting for their basketball lives. When you look at your roster for training camp, how many of those spots are set, and how many spots are still up for grabs?
Yeah, right now we have 14 guaranteed contracts, and we've got a couple guys that are on non-guarantees who will be coming to camp. So I believe right now we've got 17, 18, and there's still a couple spots. We have one two-way we gave to Chris Chioza here recently. Excited about that addition. And then we'll probably look to add one or two more. Not sure what position specifically we'll be looking for. Maybe a scoring 1-2, 2-1 type player, and maybe another big. But right now camp is pretty full, up to 17 or 18, but that's why we're here. That's why we're watching all these free agents as well as our own guys here in Summer League, just to make sure that the last two spots are either players we feel are going to be able to develop in Santa Cruz or somebody that can maybe make our roster as a 15th.
Sounds like McLaughlin or maybe Guy. Here's McLaughlin making a play GP couldn't make in a video game, finding the shooter for the three ball. And then Trey Murphy, he is a lane shooter, meaning he can have an open lane and he's still going to pull up and shoot. That's what he wants all the time, and why not? More drive and kick for Kuminga. One of his 4 assists on the night as Alston knocks this down. And then recognizing the hot shooter, you notice, I brought it up before, when Kuminga contests, he has the ability to disrupt even great shooters. You see him do it there. And then Jessup with a steal on the same possession here. He's going to bail Kuminga out of the corner by cutting and getting to a little pull-up jumper. So Jessup coming up clutch here down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And then Kyle Guy, his lone made field goal of the night, came just in time, or maybe not so much. Pawn for the replay. He didn't have it out of his hand. So despite the shady call we're going to see here in overtime, we got away with 3 points here that should have been taken off the board. Late for New Orleans, they went to their vet, Najee Marshall. Kind of just a Joe Ingles type game, right? He just kind of creeps wherever he wants on the floor. He gets the lane. They go to Kuminga. I don't like where he caught it here. I would have loved to have him at the elbow where he has more space and kind of options. But let's credit Trey Murphy for not letting him get into his body, staying down and staying long and getting the stop. But again, what have we learned about Kuminga already? He's a competitor. You saw the juices start to flow after he got shut down on one end. He's going to come out and shut down their veteran on the other end and then leak out for a layup to take the lead with just under 10 seconds to go. But then the miscommunication on the inbounds. It looks like they want to switch everything, and a little fake dribble handoff gets McLaughlin and Kuminga to bite, almost finishes it, the tip in, and for the third time in 6 games, this Warrior Summer League team is headed to overtime. As you see Buddy Hield courtside, the former Pelican. How many pieces of gum you think are sufficient enough for them chompers? Got to be 3 or 4, right? So overtime, they did all you could ask, go to Kuminga. And Trey Murphy, he just did a great job of not letting Kuminga get into his body and use his strength, but he did sidestep his way into 3 free throws here. and he would knock down two of the three. It seems like he's made his late free throws. Maybe I'm tripping, but at least that's somewhat of a silver lining as far as the free throws goes. Here's Najee Marshall again, sweeping hook, and Kuminga appears to have got a fingertip on it. Wait, hold on. Let's go to replay. And so after about 5 minutes of deliberating what was clearly not a goaltend, they came up with this.
After review, the goaltend is overturned. Wow. However, New Orleans had possession and was in their upward shooting motion when the official blew his whistle. Score the goal, Golden State ball right now.
Sounds like Paulie needs to go back to his mom's basement in upstate New York, huh? Nah. So apparently the rule is it was an inadvertent whistle, and so count the tip in after the block and miss. Okay, fine, whatever. I think they're just lucky that this game had no meaning. Well, I guess it did to New Orleans, who is fighting for the Summer League Championship. Okay, fine. They are undefeated, and the story is Trey Murphy, again, looking like the steal of the draft. Now, I know some of you probably feel like you would have wanted Trey Murphy over Moses Moody at 14. I don't know about that. I think he's going to be more of a specialty guy. Again, Cam Johnson, like, where Moody is showing like he's going to be a little more dynamic, like you can put the ball in his hands and let him create. But either way, you got to be impressed with his defense, the way he guarded Kuminga. The shooting is as advertised. And it looks like we're going to have one more game Tuesday against, I don't even know, man. There's been plenty to see. Hopefully we get Moody and GP2. Don't be surprised, though, if they pull Kuminga for this last one as well. If that's the case, then I'll probably look at another Summer League game where there's some more prospects. So we'll see. Stay tuned for that one Wednesday afternoon. Oh, looks like he's winning on and off the court. I'm out, y'all.